Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What do you do instead of fear? Read right here. Psalm 56:3. What do you do instead of fear? What time I am afraid, I will what?
Trust.
I will trust in you. Trust is the remedy for fear. Trust is the solution. It's the fix. It's the cure. How can I quit being afraid? Simple. I didn't say it was always easy. I said it was simple. They're not the same thing. What can I do if fear comes? As quickly as you're aware of it, make a decision to trust God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's good. That's good.
I was worth you washing your face.
Yes, sir.
And coming over tonight, right there. That's the Spirit of the Lord. What do you do? What time I am afraid? How many can see what's going on? He is in fear. How's he going to get out? I'm going to trust in you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will is a choice. I will is a decision. We need to say this too. Everybody said out loud, what time I am afraid, when fears come,
I will trust in you, Lord.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit there and fear and cry.
No.
I'm not going to sit there and worry and get into a panic.
Amen.
What am I going to do?
Trust.
I've already made up my mind. As soon as I'm aware fear is trying to get in me and on me, I'm going to actively trust God. And that's not just what I do every great once in a while. That's how I live. Anything that tries to move me, scare me, shake me. What if this happens? What if that doesn't happen? Look at what's happening over there. Look at what happened to them. The enemy is the fear peddler. Isn't he? I mean, he is trying to get it to you and into you from every direction, including your friends and your family and your co-workers. They may not realize what's going on, but he wants anybody that had something bad happen to them. The enemy wants them to tell it and keep on telling it. And keep on telling it. Why? So he can get on the other side of people that are hearing it and tell them, you next. You're next. Well, they didn't want it to happen to them either. But yeah, you're next. Get you in fear. Why? Because fear is a law. And if the enemy can get us in fear, your fears can come on you. Just like God can work with your faith, the enemy can work with your fear. Fear is a dangerous thing, and it should have no place in our life. But it will have a place if you don't know how to resist it, and you don't know what to do instead of fear. Well, we got the verse right here, don't we? What do we do? Come on, help me out. Verse 3, read it again. What time I am afraid? What? I will trust in you. Come on, say it with me. I will trust in you. If you hear a bad report about you, about your kids, about your grandkids, come on, tell me, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I refuse to fear. I refuse to give in to that. I'm going to do something else. If I do that, I get what the rest of the world gets. If I'm going to get something different from what most people get, I got to do something different than what most people do. I got to respond differently. I got to respond in faith, which is trust.
That's right.
I will trust in you. Keep reading. In God, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. Do you need to hear His word?
Yes.
Well, you know what to trust. Yes. What are you going to trust? What He told you.
Right.
In His word. In God, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear.
Right.
I won't fear what flesh can do to me.
Yeah.
What can happen to me in this world, in this life. He said it again in verse 10. In verse 10, in God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Oh, hallelujah. This is the cure for being afraid. This is it. Don't look for anything else. This is it. How can I keep from being afraid? You can't just not be afraid and that's it. You got a vacuum. These thoughts, these feelings, they're real. What's going on around you has happened, looks like could happen. It's real. It's going to be in your face. And if you do nothing, you are going to fear. That's it. You won't be able to do anything different. But if you'll make a decision to do something else instead, you can resist fear.
Yes.
And instead, trust God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a choice. It's an action. And if you find that you've slipped and begin to fear a little bit, don't despair. Just say, no, no, no. In Jesus' name, I trust God. I trust Him. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. God's going to take care of me. Like He always does. I'm coming out of this thing victorious. You just hide and watch. When the dust clears, I'll be standing here with the victory. Hallelujah. How can you be so sure? I trust God. I trust Him. I trust Him. Glory to God. What a glorious way to live. What a wonderful way to live. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Oh. Psalm 62. You need some more of this. Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly, my soul waits upon God. From Him comes my salvation. Everybody say, from Him, from Him.
Amen.
Verse 2, now get this. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. We should not neglect these scriptures. How many know the Psalms is the inspired word of God? Should we put these words in our mouth on a regular basis? We should. We should say exactly what He said. Because this was not just the psalmist that, you know, had an idea and wrote it down. This is God inspired this individual. Is that right? So it's God given. But notice this phrase again. Verse 2, He only is my rock. Say it out loud. He only. He only is my rock. Skip down to verse 5 and you'll see this is a recurring theme of this psalm. Verse 5, my soul. How many of you need to talk to your soul sometimes? Right? You're tempted to be afraid, tempted to be upset, tempted to be scared and worried. Talk to yourself. Soul, mind, wait thou only upon God. That's as opposed to waiting for the bad thing to happen. I'm not waiting for tragedy to strike. I'm not waiting for failure to find me. I'm waiting upon my God only. Somebody say only. For my expectation is what? What? From Him is good.
Yes.
I'm not expecting the evil thing. I'm not fearing and dreading the bad thing. My expectation is from Him. And only on Him. Verse 6. He what?
Only.
He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved.
That's right.
Glory to God. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God.
Yes.
Do you need to confess over yourself? My.
Yes.
He's my God.
Yes.
He's my deliverer.
Yes.
He's my defense.
Yes.
These verses are in here for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Go with me, having seen that, to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Jeremiah 17, then I think we'll go to 2 Chronicles 13. Jeremiah 17, in fact, why don't you find 2 Chronicles, and I'll just read Jeremiah to you. You go to 2 Chronicles 13. Jeremiah 17:5. Put it on the screen for us, please. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm and whose heart departs from the Lord. Verse 6. For he'll be like the heath in the desert and shall not see when good comes. You know one reason he won't see the good? He's not looking for it. What's he looking for? He's fearing. Why? His confidence is not in the Lord. It's in what he can see in flesh. But he'll inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. That's not an enjoyable life. 7, blessed is the man.
Yes.
What man, woman are we talking about here now? Man, I should hear me all over the place. Me, that's me. Me, blessed is the man that does what? That does what? Trusts in the Lord. And whose hope, or as other translations say, confidence, which is another faith word, whose confidence the Lord is. What'll happen to him? He'll be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river. And he won't see when the heat comes. Oh, somebody needs to get stirred up about this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.